Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. This is a podcast about Taylor Swift. Each episode, I go through a different song from Taylor's discography. I started with her debut album and will be going until, well, who knows at this point. For each song, I delve into the history behind the music, break down the lyrics, and talk about what the song means to me. Every so often, I invite a fellow Swiftie to have these discussions with. Each episode finishes with the segments Taylor's Trends and This Week's Version of Taylor. Jump, fall, and become even more enchanted with Taylor alongside me. Are you ready for it? Welcome to a Swiftie Snapshot podcast. Hi, I'm Silver. Today's episode is episode 11 of season 4 and the Red Taylor's Version era. Today's song is track number 10, The Last Time, featuring Gary Lightbody of Snow Patrol, Taylor's version. The Last Time was written by Taylor Swift, Gary Lightbody, and Jackknife Lee. The stolen version and Taylor's version were produced by Jackknife Lee. The stolen version was released on the album on October 22nd, 2012. Then the stolen version was released as the seventh and final single of the album on November 4th, 2013. Finally, Taylor's version was released on the album on November 12th, 2021. The Last Time is written about a crumbling relationship and two narrators detailing a vicious cycle of heartbreak and forgiveness. Taylor said she was inspired to write The Last Time by a relationship with an unreliable ex-lover. She said, "You never know when he's going to leave. You never know when he's going to come back, but he always does come back." She said she imagined a scenario where outside a door is a boyfriend on his knees on the ground with a girlfriend waiting inside the room, torn between allowing him to come back or not after having been heartbroken so many times. She also said, "It's a really fragile emotion you're dealing with when you want to love someone, but you don't know if it's smart to." Taylor was connected to Gary Lightbody and Jackknife Lee via Ed Sheeran when they were recording in the studio one day. There is a music video for The Last Time. It was recorded on August 27th, 2013, featuring concert footage of the Red Tour when Gary and Taylor sang together for the first time. The music video was released on November 15th, 2013, and was directed by Terry Richardson. There is a lyric video for The Last Time featuring Gary Lightbody of Snow Patrol, Taylor's version, which was released on November 12th, 2021. It features a black background with a single lit candlestick as the lyrics fade in and out. It was first performed on August 27th, 2013 at the aforementioned concert on the Red Tour in Sacramento, California. Then it was performed on November 3rd, 2013 with Gary on the British version of The X Factor, only two live performances of this song. The hidden message is LA on your break, which seems to hint at ex Jake Gyllenhaal. As we know, he didn't make it to Taylor's 21st birthday as he was in LA to promote his movie, Love and Other Drugs, as detailed in The Moment I Knew. The Last Time featuring Gary Lightbody of Snow Patrol, Taylor's version, belongs to the Red, the Slow Motion chapter. Let's get into the lyric breakdown for The Last Time featuring Gary Lightbody of Snow Patrol, Taylor's version. The introduction is a slow piano ballad, chords. Verse 1, Gary is the first to start singing, and I find it quite interesting that Gary starts the song. I can't precisely put my finger on why, but I do. I think it is telling the fact that we get his point of view and call to her first. So imagine him outside a literal door that Taylor mentioned in her interview about the song and in the lyrics themselves. I find myself at your door. Okay. As I said, the scene is set here. We have this couple on opposing sides of the door. It is very romantic, dramatic, but it totally fits the narrative, just like all those times before. This adds to the we are never ever getting back together narrative, where there is that vicious cycle of attempts versus calling it. This isn't the first time he's been in this exact same spot, but this is the time everything has changed, pun intended. I'm not sure how I got there. All roads lead me here. He seeks her out even when he doesn't intend to. This speaks to a strong connection and form of dependency, whether or not it was healthy during the relationship. She is his comfort, his grounding, his foundation, his safety, and so much more. So here he is. I imagine you are home in your room all alone. He is trying to picture her on the other side of the door. I find this interesting because he can't imagine her moved on. Like, he takes it for granted that she's going to be on that other side of the door. Again, pun intended. He can't imagine her not at home waiting for him by herself. That is sad. Like, in his mind, she's not out there living her best life. She will always be at this point for him. It's like Kimberly and I talked about during All Too Well with the lyric, "But your lovers stay my age." She will always be this version for him. And you open your eyes into mine and everything feels better. He is craving this from her, but it is so selfish. He doesn't care how this seeking her out will affect her, how it will hurt her. He isn't asking what she needs from him. He is only thinking of himself here. Pre-chorus one, Taylor joins Gary now in the singing, and we get our first intervening from Taylor. I think when they sing this first pre-chorus, it is at two different stages for the respective persons of the relationship. For her, it was as the relationship progressed and ended. But for him, it is just this present moment outside the door. It is brilliantly juxtapositioned, and you'll hear it throughout the entire song. And right before your eyes, she broke slowly in front of him with him, and he is breaking in the moment. Two different things. I'm breaking, no past. He can't remember before this moment. She can't remember a time when she wasn't already broken. No reasons why. It's at this culmination in the relationship where logic has completely abandoned them. And for this one moment, this one illogical setting, they meet in their brokenness. They agree in their sentiments, as evidenced by the following lyric, "Just you and me." The agreement of the moment, hence the entire song. Chorus one, both Gary and Taylor are singing, "This is the last time I'm asking you this." First title lyric. Now they are agreeing. Now they are joined in their intention. They will have this one final conversation, but it is the last time. Put my name at the top of your list. They need to be the most important person in each other's lives one last time. They need to be the sole focus of the moment one last time. They need to be the top priority one last time. Clear the schedule. This is the ultimate breakup conversation. This is the last time I'm asking you why. Conversely, the first lyric of the chorus, asking you this versus asking you why. Lots of questions. Both have sought clarity from the other prior, but this will be the remaining seeking. Basically, if the closure is not received at this point, it never will be. They will be forced to move on without it. You break my heart in the blink of an eye, Again, I think this blink of an eye means different things for him versus her. We've now gone back to speaking about different points in the relationship. I think for him, it is quite literally that quick moment where it is finalized. I think for her, it speaks more to a flippancy over time. And then there is another red Taylor staple of a 3x repetition spiral. I think I've talked about this in almost every song on this album so far. Verse 2, Taylor is now singing solo. We get her response to his call, her answer, her point of view. You find yourself at my door. She knows he's out there. And just like all those times before, she's been through this time and time again. You wear your best apology. Ooh, this is careful, calculated wording here. By crediting an apology to something he wears, Taylor is showing us the lack of meaning and intent from him. He puts it on casually like a t-shirt or a jacket, but that means he can just as easily take it off again. Instead of internalizing the apology and meaning it from the heart, it is external and therefore casual and meaningless. But I was there to watch you leave. This is, I remember it all too well. I was there. And all the times I let you in, before she has fallen for the apology, she has believed him, just for you to go again, disappear when you come back. I think this is a very telling line. Taylor is referring to herself here. She is saying she loses herself when she is around him, that she is overshadowed, forgotten about. She isn't her true self. It's very sad. Everything is better. Is it though? I interpret this lyric as Taylor attempting to convince herself of this. Pre-chorus number two, both Gary and Taylor are singing again. And right before your eyes, I'm aching. Instead of breaking now, there is a lyric switch. But I think it means the same thing as the first pre-chorus. He is aching in the moment, wearing it as a front. She has been aching in front of him for a long time, but she has been invisible to him. No past, nowhere to hide. Now they are coming together again to agree. This seems to happen in the pre-chorus leading into the chorus. To finalize this chapter, to place the ending on it once and for all, although she still reveals her point of view here with feeling the need to be hidden for a while, it shows she was not safe for a long time. Just you and me. Chorus two is the same as chorus one. And then the musical interlude, which is an epic, sweeping electric guitar melody moment that the song has really been building up to. Then the bridge. The music drops off as Taylor and Gary begin a close-knit call-and-response moment. Taylor, this is the last time you tell me I've got it wrong. She has been placed at fault one too many times. Gary, this is the last time I say it's been you all along. He admits his role in the blaming. Taylor, this is the last time I let you in my door. He will remain outside. She has found her closure. Gary, this is the last time I won't hurt you anymore. I think this means that he is saying he won't promise this anymore. He won't wear this apology anymore. He is going to back away. Gary and Taylor lead into a segment of O's and vocalizing and harmonizing. Beautiful. Leading into the third chorus together. This is the last time I'm asking you this. Put my name at the top of your list. This is the last time I'm asking you why you break my heart in the blink of an eye. Chorus four, again, another call and response moment. Taylor, this is the last time I'm asking you this. Gary repeats, this is the last time I'm asking you this. And the chorus goes on like so with Taylor, put my name at the top of your list. Gary echoing, Taylor, this is the last time I'm asking you why. Gary, this is the last time I'm asking you why. Taylor, you break my heart in the blink of an eye. Gary, you break my heart. And the outro is Gary and Taylor together. And it is a repetition ending and a bit of a fade out vibe, similar to All Too Well 10-minute version, Taylor's version from The Vault. This is the last time I'm asking you, last time I'm asking you, last time I'm asking you this, repeated four times. The end. Now, what does this song mean to me? I don't listen to this song often enough. I need to. It is so brilliant and beautiful. I find it quite empowering for Taylor and validating even. The vocals are pristine and breathtaking. The harmonies are just gorgeous. And that's what the last time featuring Gary Lightbody of Snow Patrol, Taylor's version, means to me. There are no Taylor's trends this week, so moving on.
This week's version of Taylor. Join me every week to discuss breaking Taylor news, whether that's spottings, Easter eggs, social media presence, or general Taylor news. Let's see what she's been up to recently.
Taylor news. On April 21st, Taylor was spotted with Gigi Hadid, Blake Lively, and the Haim sisters wearing a very 1989 moment here. Taylor donated to the Houston Food Bank. It was night 11 of the Eras Tour and night 1 of Houston. The opening acts were Biba Doobie and Gracie Abrams, and the surprise songs were Wonderland and You're Not Sorry. On April 22nd, it was Record Store Day. I attended this year, my first time ever. Got up super early, brought my lawn chair and a book. It was freezing here in Canada, but I waited the 3 hours in line and got my Folklore the Long Pond Studio Sessions vinyl. Such a beautiful vinyl, and I had a really fun experience despite the cold. It was night 12 of the Eras Tour and night 2 in Houston. The opening acts were Biba Doobie and Gracie Abrams, and the surprise songs were A Place in This World and Today Was a Fairy Tale. On April 23rd, Taylor liked one TikTok video. It was night 13 on the Eras Tour and night 3 in Houston. Taylor made mention of it being the 13th show. The opening acts were Biba Doobie and Gracie Abrams, and the surprise songs were Begin Again and Cold As You. I would also like to take a moment at this point to honor Jacob Lewis, who passed away after leaving the tour this night. Our thoughts go out to Jacob's family and friends. On April 24th, Taylor liked 7 TikTok videos. She posted, "Just got to play 3 insane shows in Houston, and I'm waking up smiling, reminiscing about how much fun we all had. Loving this tour so much because the passion these crowds put into all. Seriously can't wait for Atlanta. P.S. For those asking how I cut my hand, I'm totally fine, and it was my fault completely. Tripped on my dress hem and fell in the dark backstage while running to a quick change. Braced my fall with my palm. It was all very Mercury in retrograde coded. Don't worry about me. I'm good." Along with 3 photographs, the cut on her hand had gained some buzz online when fans noticed it during that 3rd show. So this was Taylor addressing the concern. She surpassed 256 million Instagram followers. On April 26th, she liked 1 tweet. And on April 27th, we got The Alcott featuring Taylor Swift by The National. It was released along with the album. So if you haven't listened to it already, make sure you go out, but I'm sure you have. That's all for this week's version of Taylor, Taylor's Trends, and The Last Time featuring Gary Light, Body of Snow Patrol, Taylor's version. Next week, I will be going over Holy Ground, Taylor's version. Don't forget to follow and subscribe on all the platforms so you don't miss any content or episodes. And on that note, come back, be there.